WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is moving ahead with developing a bronze front porch on the Northgate Promenade of Robert Earl Keene and Lyle Lovett.
Would come out of church when I was in junior high and get in the car, and my mother would say, stop looking over there, because they were generally in their gym shorts.
Julie Schultz was among those who watched Keene and Lovett, who were Texas A&M students, playing on the front porch of Keene's rental house on Church Avenue. Supporters of the project were asked to get more cost information and sources of private funding. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp previously pledged to pay half, and some on the council are interested in using hotel occupancy tax money. A West Bryan manufacturer has cleared the latest hurdle with the state to expand.
The executive director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality announced Tuesday the permit sought by Saugabon Ceramics meets legal requirements to add and modifying existing equipment that'll generate more air pollution. State concluded the expansion would not result in adverse health effects. That's part of a 29-page response to public comments, which you can read online at WTAW.com. Opponents have 30 days to contest the ruling. If that happens, the appeal is considered by TCEQ commissioners, a body appointed by the governor. TCEQ ruling follows a review of written comments from more than 80 people, along with comments and questions from 16 speakers at a public hearing last July in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There was a full fire department response to what turned out to be a small ammonia leak on the Texas A&M campus yesterday afternoon. A WTAW listener texted us after seeing the arrival at Rosenthal Meat Science Center of two fire engines from College Station, one from Bryan, a College Station ambulance, and two College Station Fire Battalion chief trucks. According to the College Station Fire Department, the incident was handled by one truck and crew. They were on the scene less than 30 minutes. College Station police report two arrests and an apartment resident near Northgate is in the hospital following a robbery. This was yesterday morning, shortly before 11:30 on Spruce Street. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries after what police described was an apparent assault. Two men from Conroe accused of attempting to steal unidentified property were caught following the short foot chase. State lawmakers have fast-tracked a bill that calls for a statewide texting ban, something that's been attempted four straight legislative sessions.
Governor Perry vetoed the bill back in 2011, and it never made it out of the state Senate in 2013 or 2015. State Representative Tom Craddock is hoping the fourth time is a charm.
You'd be better off to drive intoxicated than you would to text and drive.
Powerful testimony coming from James Schaefer, who lost his wife and daughter when struck by a texting driver in Denton last April.
Give me something better than say that somebody's text driving home is worth the life of two mothers and two daughters.
The bill is now heading to the full House for a vote. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A proposal in Austin would do away with vehicle inspections. The sponsor, Senator Don Huffines of Dallas, says it's a waste of time and money and they don't make our roads safer.
Even the insurance industry has confirmed there's no correlation between inspections and safety. And nobody has better data on vehicle performance than the insurance industry.
Texas is one of only 16 states that still requires vehicle inspections. Two members of Congress from the Brazos Valley were involved in the first stage of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, says the most important work happened last Sunday when they got the input from 10 governors on fundamentally restructuring Medicaid coverage for low-income people.
Five from expansion states and five from non-expansion states get together and tell us what works for the states, because that's what makes this work, is when you take the power out of Washington bureaucracies and you put it back in the governor's hands on Medicaid, that's how we fix this.
The GOP plan, which also passed the House Ways and Means Committee that is chaired by Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions and will continue to allow children to stay on their parents' plans through the age of 26. College Station Medical Center will soon be home to the second Ronald McDonald House Charity Family Room in the Brazos Valley.
They think it'll take about 3 months, so let's say maybe 4 months just to be on the safe side. But this summer, we will be opening these doors for families in the College Station Medical Center.
Director of Community Engagement Katie Scott emceed yesterday's Hammer Swing Ceremony, recognizing project donors. Photos from the ceremony are online at WTAW.com. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
BCR.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We'll see a big change in our temperature over this weekend as we spring ahead. Don't forget Saturday night, set your clocks ahead 1 hour as we go back to daylight savings time. May see a shower from some of these clouds today. We're 75 to 80. There's the chance of a shower into the evening, 60 to 65 overnight. Cloudy tomorrow, maybe a shower, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny, breezy, and much cooler for Sunday with highs only around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So I don't know, it was maybe 8 years ago, maybe a little bit less than that. The first time I saw virtual reality.
Uh-huh.
When Google did their cardboard thing, okay, which was a deal where you put your phone in front of it and it makes virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I was at NAB a few years ago, they had the Oculus Rift, and you could look at that. And that was interesting. But, you know, now it's out there and everywhere. If you're looking to buy I was looking at what kind of features you could get if you wanted to buy a new tower, a new desktop computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it says, are you going to do a lot of VR? I'm going, huh? No, not really. And again, it's probably not geared towards somebody my age, but there are some serious issues in the world, and there apparently people are just ready to check out. A new survey asked people if they would be willing to trade their lives now into a virtual reality world instead.
Mm-hmm.
And 17% said yes.
Wow.
I mean, is that scary?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there are 5% of people. Well, as Tom Turbeville once said, there's a 10% chance of anything happening. Which,
yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but anyhow.
All right.
But their top five reasons why. 46% of these people would love to visit places like Mars or Gotham City or whatever. Places in the Lord of the Rings. Mordor, is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, do you know Gotham City's in Delaware? I don't know if you knew.
Really?
Did not know that.
Yep, there you go.
Huh. Okay.
A little something for
fun
you.
Fun fact Friday.
That's it, right. 46% of these people want to live in virtual reality because impossible things are then possible. Okay, I could kind of understand that, you know, to have some superpower,
sure,
or something.
That'd be fun.
39% want to make an avatar of themselves that's more attractive.
That's. Have you seen the movie Surrogates from 2009? It's a Bruce Willis movie, and that is what it's about. It's about how, like, most of the world's population are actually in a room, in their own bedrooms, in their own homes, inside of a little pod, asleep, basically, and their little mechanical surrogates go out and live their lives for them that are just basically more attractive versions of themselves.
Weird. I did not see that.
My first clue is when you said it's a Bruce Willis movie.
Good
okay?
point.
Yeah.
Had I not known that. But I really like Die Hard, but after that, he kind of lost me. Yeah.
And
I
know. He's done some stuff.
Yeah, he's seen dead people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Anyhow, then, so they want to do that because, and 9% would want their avatar to be a creature that's not human.
Spirit animal.
They've talked to some strange people here.
Yeah.
But again, these are this.
They poll people in Austin?
Well, they polled these people, and this is the 17% who said they wanted RV. VR. And so that's why then they say, okay, you want VR. Why do you want it? And so that's, we're talking weirdest of the weird. 33% want to meet fictional characters. Okay, I could understand that might be interesting, or at least historical characters. And 22% say they want to get away from today's real politics. Okay.
All
I
right.
Get that one for sure. So,
yep. Okay. That
anyway,
sold me right there.
That's what they want to do. All right. So which came first, Twinkies or Eggo waffles? Twinkies or Eggo waffles?
Eggos.
All right. What do you think,
Chelsea? Well, I'll just go with Twinkies.
Well, it's Twinkies.
Yes.
Twinkies, 1930. Eggos, 1936.
All right.
Yeah.
Close.
I didn't know they were that old.
Yeah.
All right. TV show, Two and a Half Men or Friends? Which came first?
Oh, Friends.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Now, which came first, the iPod or Amazon.com?
Ooh.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon, 1995, Woo-hoo. iPod 2001. And which came first, Rubik's Cube or Tetris?
Tetris.
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube by 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the
80s. Makes sense.
Yeah, but that's the deal. Is Chelsea, did you play with a Rubik's Cube?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what they were,
right,
but
exactly.
I didn't really sit there and
not
play
part
with
of the
one.
World. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
No.
And see, now I had friends who did. They enjoyed doing that.
Now, all right.
But that was, and not for a long time, I don't think. And those people were kind of nerdy and smarter than me, that's for sure.
I never had the patience to, like, learn the algorithm.
Right.
Because apparently there's a way you can do it, like, blindfolded.
Sure,
it's
yeah. You got people who can do it in 12 seconds.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. Series
cool.
of twists and turns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how do you bring that up? You know what I'm saying? If people knew it about you.
They probably like peeps, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. People know it about you, that's one thing. But if you're having to tell people that you can do that, they're going to go, yeah.
Oh, hey, guess what? By the way, I can do a Rubik's Cube in 12 seconds.
Thanks a lot. No winner on Tuesday's lottery. So, by the way, both national lotteries, over $100 million. So if you want to do tonight's Mega Millions, it's $106 million. Saturday night, Powerball is $104 million. So just letting you know, if you think that you're ready for $100 million, then then do that.
And who isn't, really?
Sure. John Goodman getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning.
About time.
Yeah, so there. It'll be, well, you know why? Gosh, it's shocking, but he's in a movie that's released today. See, Kong Skull Island
that's
comes
right.
out today. Speaking, however, at the ceremony, which is pretty cool, will be Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
Hey, all
who
right.
starred with him in The Big Lebowski, and also Roseanne Barr.
Far out, man.
So there you are. Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a third Cars movie. Are we shocked over that?
Nope.
Cars 3, it'll have Owen Wilson, Armie Hammer, Larry the Cable Guy, Bonnie Hunt, Tony Shalhoub, Bob Costas. Well, all right.
Okay. Cool. I never saw the first one,
oh, no?
actually.
Did
no.
you see number two, or did you
no,
care?
I no. no, no.
Never seen
I didn't yet. Know there was a second one.
There you are. Hello.
Circle. We used to go to the Circle in summer school because it's air-conditioned area you could sit in.
Yeah, you're right. They did. The Circle Drive-In Theater had an air-conditioned room you could sit in there.
Hey, all right.
It was right next to the concession stand. But they also had, we were talking about that the other day, yesterday.
The playground.
They had the playground right there at the base of this. And that's all that is where the Newport condominiums are right now, by St. Mary's Catholic Church.
Okay.
Northgate, if you want to know geographically. And, of course, there used to be, the reason it's called the Circle, is right there at South College and University, there was a traffic circle.
Oh, all right.
A long time ago. Long time ago. And the Rayo Burger was right there, but that's enough of that. All right, just to make you feel old, Paul McCartney was knighted 20 years ago today. And to make you feel even older, this is the 30th anniversary of Joshua Tree.
Wow.
YouTube's The Joshua Tree is 30 years old. I know, I know, I know. And, of course, there'll be a deluxe box set coming out. It'll be a 7-LP collection, 4-CD edition, and the 2-CD set, all of them newly remastered versions of the 1987. Yeah, I know, you didn't think it was that long ago, but it really
but
was the album. The deluxe editions will include some remixes and some B-sides and some outtakes. Real selling point is with its U2's live performance at Madison Square Garden and the Joshua Tree Tour. That's on there, too. So if you want to see all that
I felt
stuff.
Old when you said the Hocus Pocus little girl was 35 today. When did Danny grow up?
Yep.
Guess what, Chelsea? It's going to happen more and more.
I know.
Just letting you know. Okay, have you heard about the new Tinder Select?
Tinder Select?
Tinder Select. I'm saying Tinder. That's right. Tinder.
Tinder?
The dating app.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tinder Select. For members-only version that features elite users.
Ooh.
So CEOs and models and celebrities and other hyper-attractive.
So you have to get, like, verified or
well,
something?
Actually, you must be nominated.
Oh.
You must be nominated to, so I guess,
you get your mom to nominate you so you can be on, like, the elite category?
I think you have to be invited to join you. Mom, would you do that? Would you invite me? Anyway, Tinder apparently has an algorithm which measures how desirable you are, and the users of the Select service can toggle between regular Tinder and Tinder Select. To find perspective.
How much you want to bet it costs money to join the Select service?
Yeah, that's what
and they're
I
pretty much going to market it to probably most people.
Yeah, probably true. There you go. Well, you know, Crime Stoppers is all over the country, and it's done great work. Here's something they're doing a little different in Florida.
It's a take on the game show Wheel of Fortune. But Wheel of Fugitives is real. Instead of Vanna White spinning the roulette wheel, it's Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey. Pictured around that wheel are faces of 10 fugitives, with one singled out for arrest each week when the wheel stops on his or her mugshot. It's been playing out live on the department's Facebook page for the past year and a half. Ivy says it's a success, with many of the featured fugitives being turned in by tips, some even turning themselves in. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Wheel. So, I mean, I guess that's a pretty neat deal. You do that, and... Hey, I saw you on TV last night.
I mean, they're getting them one at a time, though, like once a week. Why not just go after all of them?
Yeah.
just get them all.
Boom, here they all are. Well, you know, that they put that in the paper. Is that right? I've seen a... Am I dreaming, or here in town at a convenience store, I saw one of those little tabloids that has pictures of the arrest photographs in Brazos County?
I feel like I've seen that too somewhere that has all of the most wanted people.
Well, I know that's what it is. I just don't know if it's Brazos County. That may be it may be Harris County. I'm not sure.
I think I've seen like news outlets post on Facebook even like here's a list of the top 10 most wanted right now whatever.
Ever wanted to pass judgment on a criminal case, but you don't want to spend that couple of weeks or more in the jury box? Well, now you get your chance. It's Fox's new Friday night show, You the Jury.
Oh, oh no. Man. This cannot go well.
TV Line reports that viewers will be able to cast a vote on cases which are presented by six top attorneys. Now, there used to be a long time ago, in the midst of daily dramas, soap operas, one that was called Verdict. And the host was, you'll know the name, Jim McKay.
Okay.
Before he went into sports, he was the reporter who would talk like this, and then they'd have the testimony. And we'll be back with the verdict in just a moment.
Verdict.
Yeah, so it's, you know, they've done that kind of thing. But okay. And, of course, we've got Judge fill in the blank, so there's plenty of those out there, too. But that's not a case where you are the jury. You're just listening to the stupid testimony, and then the judge makes the money and takes the check and leaves. Anyhow, Jean Pirro, I guess, is the lady's name. She's a judge, a personality judge for Fox News. She will host the shows, which will feature cases about online trolling, religious freedom, and others. Viewers will vote live during the show, and the verdict is announced at the end.
Whose brilliant idea was this? I would love to be a fly on the wall in that meeting. It's like, you know what people love? Jury duty.
Of course. Well, but you see, this empowers
you. But
you
get to do it from the comfort of your living room.
That's right. You're sitting there drinking wine, eating pizza or whatever, and you get to say up or down. Howsomever, all right, it's a live show, and the verdict is announced at the end, although if the votes indicate a different verdict after the West Coast sees it, it is later tallied with the original vote on the verdict being overturned. So in other words, the last court of appeals will be California. The West Coast will decide these cases.
Right.
So why would you, in the other three time zones,
even bother?
Waste your time doing that, knowing that California is going to overturn whatever your verdict
is. I'm not real versed in the court system, but I believe jury selection's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm saying, if you're just like those people out there, then you may not have any problem with it.
Or like a whole group of people get on a Facebook group and are like, we don't care what the facts are, this person's going down this week.
Or they drive it. Yeah, they drive it. If your results, let's say you live in a central time zone and the result is not what you wanted, then you start you start reaching out to your friends.
Trolling people in California.
Exactly.
It's a terrible idea.
We have to change. Well, I don't know what the outcome is other than just discussion about it.
It's got to be minor cases, too.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, who's the lucky duck that gets to be on TV for their case?
Right, and who are the advertisers going to be?
Right.
All of those things. So that's coming up anyway.
And again, it's Friday night.
Friday, yeah, which is perfect. So you got losers sitting at home with nothing else to do.
A texter just said, my wife seriously loves jury duty. Goodbye, Friday nights.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Money now. The U.S. added 235,000 new jobs in February, helped by a big gain in construction, a sign the economy is still chugging along. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.7% from 4.8%. Average wages rose 0.2% to $26.09 an hour. Hourly pay increased 2.8% from last February. The reporting team that brought us the best-selling campaign books Game Change and Double Down are set to write about the election of Donald Trump. Penguin Press says it has a deal with Mark Halperin and Jen Heilemann for a book about the presidential election. HBO has acquired rights for a planned miniseries based on the book. Penguin expects the book to come out early next year. Chipotle is giving up efforts to make a foray into Asian fusion. The Mexican food chain says it plans to close all 15 of its ShopHouse restaurants next week. Employees will be offered other jobs at Chipotle. On Wall Street, futures pointing to higher open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
For Kishinka with your money now. The U.S. added 235,000 new jobs in February, helped by a big gain in construction, a sign the economy is still chugging along. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.7% from 4.8%. Average wages rose 0.2% to $26.09 an hour. Hourly pay increased 2.8% from last February. The reporting team that brought us the best-selling campaign books Game Change and Double Down are set to write about the election of Donald Trump. Penguin Press says it has a deal with Mark Halperin and Jen Heilemann for a book about the presidential election. HBO has acquired rights for a planned miniseries based on the book. Penguin expects the book to come out early next year. Chipotle is giving up efforts to make a foray into Asian fusion. The Mexican food chain says it plans to close all 15 of its ShopHouse restaurants next week. Employees will be offered other jobs at Chipotle. On Wall Street, futures pointing to higher open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 8:30 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Celebrating the musical history of College Station's Northgate District has the support of the City Council.
Lubbock has a Buddy Holly statue. Crockett has a Lightnin' Hopkins statue. Navasota has a Mance Lipscomb statue. And these are all well-deserved. I think a Lyle Robert Earl front porch statue in Northgate is a home run.
The inspiration from Rob Clark of the Eagle is based on the time Keene and Lovett were at Texas A&M students, and they played on the front porch of Keene's rental house on Church Avenue. The council directed supporters to get more cost information. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp previously pledged to pay half the cost. Some on the council are interested in using hotel occupancy tax money. Two members of Congress from the Brazos Valley were involved in the first stage of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, says the most important work happened last Sunday when they got the input from 10 governors on fundamentally restructuring Medicaid coverage for low-income people. The GOP plan, which also passed the House Ways and Means Committee that is chaired by Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions and will continue to allow children to stay on their parents' plans through the age of 26. A West Bryan manufacturer has cleared the latest hurdle with the state to expand. The executive director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality announced Tuesday the permit sought by Sangoban Ceramics meets legal requirements to add and modify existing equipment that will generate more air pollution. The state concluded the expansion would not result in adverse health effects. That's part of a 29-page response to public comments, which you can read online at WTAW.com. And the Brazos Valley is one step closer to having a second Ronald McDonald House Charity Family Room. A hammer swing ceremony took place yesterday at College Station Medical Center. Director of Community Engagement Katie Scott says construction officially starts today.
It's going to be like an episode of Fixer Upper. We've seen the 1980s pink carpet in there right now. And in 3 months or 3 or 4 months when we open the doors, the space will be transformed into a home away from home.
Donors hammered holes into a wall that will be taken down during the remodel of what used to be the Med's administrative offices. WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 67 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news today at noon, or you can always go to the website WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Let's check some weather. It's 8:33. The weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy for today. There's the chance for a shower. We may see an isolated thunderstorm, though right now most of the precipitation I'm seeing on the radar is down along the coast. 75 to 80. Tonight, cloudy skies. Lows will be 60 to 65. We stay cloudy into tomorrow with the chance for a shower. High 70 to 75. Maybe a shower or two tomorrow night. Cooler, 45 to 50. Partly sunny and breezy. Much cooler for Sunday, only 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Kind of an atypical Friday visit. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
This is this has been quite a week with the SB6 hearing. Tell me what that was like from your standpoint, knowing you were going to walk into that room and not exactly sure when you would be coming back out.
Yeah, well, you know, there are certain bills every session that generate a lot of interest, and part of that interest is ginned up by the media. And, you know, they attach themselves to what is perceived controversial, and obviously controversy sells newspapers. But really, this is common sense. I think people across Senate District 5, families, moms and dads, don't want their sons and daughters, changing in the same changing areas or using the same facilities or dressing rooms. So I was supportive of the legislation for that reason.
One of the things that I guess people need to understand is how is this bill different than the very controversial North Carolina bill that they say costs millions and millions of dollars?
Right. Well, you know, that's up to debate. We had the lieutenant governor from North Carolina that actually came and testified for the committee, and he testified about the vibrant growth of North Carolina, the increases in jobs, and the overall increase in the gross domestic product of the state. So, it's different in a number of ways. One, it exempts businesses, and two, there are provisions in the bill that speak to accommodations for a very small segment of our population that have gender identity differences versus male-female. I think they should be recognized and appropriately accommodated. But at the same time, an individual's right to privacy is a constitutional right, and I think that right to privacy and dignity should be upheld.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us. And Thursday you had the first hearing with your E-Verify bill. This is a really important piece of legislation if we're going to get control of immigration in Texas. Tell us a little bit about this bill and the,
right.
the way it's been.
Well,
go ahead.
Last session, I passed a law that mandates that the state of Texas utilizes E-Verify for their state agency employees, including employees of higher education institutions, including, of course, Texas A&M University. This bill goes one step forward and would require the utilization of E-Verify for state contractors. This is not a novel idea. This is actually something that was put in place under Bill Clinton in 1986 by executive order and changed a little bit in 1998 by President Bush. On the federal level, it's been present for a long time. And I think the states, there are many states that actually have this in place already, and I think Texas is behind the curve on this. And I think taxpayers rightfully believe that state tax dollars should be going to contractors that are utilizing that money to hire individuals that are not legally eligible to work in the state of Texas or the United States.
Is it a logical progression to say the next step would go to non-state contractors with E-Verify?
You can make that step, but what I envision is that with the example of Texas and the example of contractors that do business with Texas, that we are leading the way and showing what's necessary and appropriate, and that private businesses will take that action on their own and utilize the free federal E-Verify system to make sure that their employees are not participating in the workforce illegally.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin in an unusual Friday visit, but that's just kind of the way things lined up this week. How much farther are we down the road with the budgetary impasse between the House and the Senate, in your view?
I wouldn't call it quite an impasse.
Okay.
I call it that the last day. It was an impasse, but it's still tough. This is a tough budgetary cycle. We have significant expenses and obligations of the state and our revenue because of some provisions from the last number of sessions, including one that rededicated certain state tax dollars toward roads, as well as the property tax relief through the raising of the homestead exemption has put a significant strain on the budget. And so we need to find a way forward and continue to prioritize what we consider the most essential functions of the state and try to tighten our belts and live within our means. And so there's different views on that on the House side versus the Senate side. And we're going to get a budget off the out of the committee hopefully next week and onto the Senate floor. And then, you know, the House is going to do the same thing. We'll have to come to a conference.
Senator Betancourt has a bill out having to do with property tax caps. That has made local officials here in Brazos County and the cities uncomfortable. You certainly hear from a lot of county judges and elected officials. What's their sense, and is there a chance that this bill does pass?
Well, I think it's an important issue to bring up. You know, taxes in general strike very close to home, and property taxes in particular, because individuals that are homeowners trying to raise a family, trying to put food on the table, they see their property taxes and their appraisals go up every year. And even when the appraisals stay the same or slightly go down, their property taxes go up because the rate goes up. Texas has to live within a number of different limits, constitutional limits, about how much revenue we can spend. And certain counties and municipalities do too, but is that the right limit? And that's the discussion about how much the state, which I think has a say in the overall tax burden of the people of the state, should allow counties and municipalities to raise their tax rate. You know, they can be taxed to the point where they're being taxed out of their home. And that overall tax burden, although it might seem very little year to year, adds up and exponentially adds up over time. And so you really need to look at it in an overall tax burden structure, which include, of course, state taxes, municipal taxes, SUDs and MUDs and hospital districts and community college districts. All of those taxing entities add up, and of course, that's what we pay when we send in a check every January.
Anything else of import we should talk about before we have our quick turnaround next Tuesday?
You know what? We're in full force right now. You know, the House and the Senate are really moving in committees and moving bills, and so we're getting the work of the people done here down here in Austin. And I have every expectation and hope that we're going to get a budget squared away between the House and the Senate. But that obviously is at the top of my list, being one of the budget writers and in charge of the budget regarding Health and Human Services. So it kind of occupies a great deal of my time. So hopefully I'll have a better update next week.
We'll look forward to that. State Senator Charles Werner joins us most every Tuesday. The interview is archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. You have a great day,
all
sir.
Right, thanks. Bye. All right, let's turn our attention to local. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. How are you today? Well, you know you're not. There, now you're doing well.
I'm okay. Doing even better now.
That's exactly right. So I think... Chelsea, do you know that that Bill got a big shout out from his tweets yesterday? Did you hear about this?
From Robert Earl and Lyle Lovett.
That
got
rocks.
Some retweets and some mentions. So very cool.
All right, Bill. Bill doing the job out there. All right, so
glad someone is.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm listening to Councilmember Schultz about when she was a little girl in junior high. I guess coming out of the church, and there these college students over there, and
mm-hmm.
her mama telling her not to look over there.
Yeah, but avert your eyes, young Julie.
Those are musicians. Yeah, well, that'll be kind of fun. So there'll be a place for people to sit next to these iconic figures. Is that the
idea? that's the idea. Yeah, mm-hmm. to have something interactive. And the comparison we used last night was, you know, the big Aggie ring out behind the Association of Former Students building.
Sure.
If you're on campus, you have to go get your photo made with that.
Right.
And share it with the world. And so this could be something off campus to do the same thing with.
The thing is, the Aggie ring is not a living thing, and we know exactly what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I mean, are Robert Earl and Lyle going to get to pass muster on what these figures look like?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Okay, all right, I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think they'd want to walk up to the bronze when it's unveiled and go, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, because... You know, and if Lyle's wearing a hat, that probably would help because the whole hair thing could be
right
problematic.
Sure.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to designs. Well, we'll get to vote on it. We could be like Fat Elvis, Thin Elvis. We could do that.
You want to crowdsource the hairstyle?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
All right. You brought a guest with you today.
I did. Our neighborhood services coordinator and chief problem solver. Her name is Barbara Moore.
That's right. It's Barbara. This is my problem, Moore. How are you today?
I am well. And you?
Good, good. You got stuff going on in your department?
I do. We always have stuff going on.
Hell
and
yeah.
The next stuff we have going on is March the 31st. We have a seminar supper coming up, which we have neighborhood leaders, community folks come in and listen to topics of importance and things we like for them to just be a part of. And this one will be with David Brower, our community development analyst, and it will feature discussions about programs through their community development department, the Minor Home Repair and the Home Rehabilitation Loan Program.
Okay, yeah, we had David in for time. Yes, he also does the seminars on first-time home buyers.
He sure does. He does the home buyer seminars, and this is going to be a little bit of a focus on seniors. These programs are aimed at people that are in their homes, owner-occupied people, who may need a little help getting things fixed up around the home. So David has some great information that he's going to share with all of our folks that come out on the 21st of March at City Hall, 6 o'clock p.m. If you're coming, RSVP. We like to have that because we have one of our presenters to know who's coming, and we have a little meal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we like to make sure that everybody's taken care of. So come on out on the 21st and hear David talk about these programs, how they may be able to help you. And if you have more information, he has more information on other programs they have as well.
Sure. Anything else going on?
Absolutely. Yep. And then on April the 25th, we have Julie Kaler coming to talk about code enforcement. Julie is our code enforcement supervisor. And she's going to come and talk about code enforcement in College Station, sort of do some dispelling of myths, talk about what we do, what we don't do, how it all works, and just kind of give everybody the scoop on code enforcement in College Station. Yeah. And that's always a good topic. That one also will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on April 25th at City Hall.
All right, opportunity to knock out
Absolutely.
Your neighbor.
Absolutely.
But let's talk for a minute, because there's been some discussion about new apartment complexes that are coming in out near Tower Point. Mm-hmm. And, we used to use the term affordable housing. I think we're hearing workforce housing now. Is that kind of a phrase that's being used?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the challenges of a fast-growing city, and yet you still have a segment of the population needs to be served that way.
Absolutely. College Station is growing, and I think what we're seeing is we're growing in demographics of people all across the board. That's people with high incomes, mid incomes, low incomes, with families, young families, no families, seniors, college-age students. We're growing. Our demographics in every area is growing, and with that comes the need to accommodate more people of different backgrounds. And I think that's why you're seeing that type of housing becomes a product that is popping up more and more in our community, and the need for it. You may have a couple of young professionals who don't have kids, who may not be ready just yet for a big home, where they're paying $200,000 or $300,000. So we're trying to look at ways that all of these people can find their little slice of home in College Station.
Sure. And the other thing that this has to do with is, as the population continues to grow, there are neighborhoods that feel threatened.
Absolutely.
But there are steps that can be taken to at least try to stave off that situation. And it happened in College Station last year when a group back behind the Southgate area was able to save their
Correct.
Neighborhood, if you will. But mm-hmm. there's a process, and you can help them with that as well?
That process is done through the Planning and Development Services Department, and it's called an overlay. And basically, it's a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning that you have. And in the case of the neighborhood that's off Holloman near the Lincoln Center, that was done to sort of look at the types of structures and the size of the structures being built, making sure that they are of the same size and the same type of structure as the ones that are existing on the street already, to sort of make sure that it has the same look and feel of all the other homes, that it's not too big, but actually fits into the character of the existing neighborhood. And so that neighborhood has one, and then there's a neighborhood off of University in the Glenhaven neighborhood that also has the same overlay.
Okay. Well, again, you can, and I don't like some of the things that College Station's doing, but there is a vehicle. You can take steps.
Yes,
right?
It is. And all of that information can be found by looking on the city's Planning and Development Services webpage, cstx.gov/planning. You can find all of that information on there. And if anybody had questions about the type of information that David is going to provide, it's cstx.gov/housing assistance.
Very good. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What you got?
Well, I wanted to add to something in Barbara's world, and that is that she sends out regular email updates to homeowners associations and really anyone who wants to sign up to receive that information directly from her. She shares some good stuff. So, Barbara, you may want to explain how people
Absolutely.
Can sign up for that.
Yes, if anyone would like that information, you can email me at bmoore, @cstx.gov, or you can go to cstx.gov/neighbor and sign up there for the neighborhood newsletter. It has some great information in it. We have all types of events going on, information about meetings, surveys, just things to keep people engaged with what's going on in the city. And pretty much every time one goes out, we get a whole bunch of new people that have subscribed. So it has some great inside information in it. And so we'd like to get it out to more people so they can know what's going on in their city.
Can sure do it. Great. Thank you. Yes. All right. That's it.
Yes,
all
sir.
All right. We visit the folks at City College Station on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
I met a fellow earlier this month who told me that he had a story to tell, and indeed he did. He's a teacher, he's a coach, he's a veteran, he's James Ray, and he's now the junior high football coach and the PE teacher over at St. Joseph Catholic Schools. Get ready to be motivated, I sure was.
I served in the United States Army since 2003, and just in 2015, last year, I had retired from my military service, but my job in military service was that I trained thousands and thousands of soldiers to go overseas and to defend our country and to make sure to basically keep us safe, and I retired in April 2015. I started becoming a substitute teacher. About October, I was offered a full-time position for Brian to be an assistant PE teacher there. And then around about the spring semester, I was in charge of the PE program. And then Mr. Jim Reich and some other parents, because I also train people too outside. I have my own personal training business where I teach people, you know, self-defense and like fitness and stuff like that. And didn't know that some of the people that I was training were associated with St. Joseph. So Ms. Tracy West asked me if I could do like the Moving It With Mom. And I did that event, which is like the mom-son event. And Mr. Wright showed up and he liked it. And then by May, I signed a contract to be the assistant athletic director to be over the junior high. And to go from retirement, substitute teaching, assistant PE, running the PE program, to now assistant athletic director at Catholic School at St. Joseph's, and to be the first to be at that position for the school out of its 122-year history is just a blessing by itself. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm thankful for the St. Joseph's community to give me this chance to bring my talents here, everything that I've done before, to come here and instill those values and that structure here to make not only just the school better, but the kids' lives to be better, because I know that our future are the kids. I'll do everything that I can to make sure that these kids' lives are successful and how they want to be. You tell me what your goals are, and you tell me what you want to be. That's my job, is to make sure that all those things happen and all those things come to, and that you have options, so that when I become an old man, or that when the teachers become old, and by that time we may have like those high-tech Chrome pads, you know, to where you don't even have to touch the keypad, but just sitting back and saying that, you know what, I knew they could do it. That's the biggest reward, is saying that, you know what, their lives are better, they're happy, and all I did was just say, hey, I'm here to help you to get to where you want to be.
It's obvious James Ray has life lessons to teach his students. He also has something to teach them about overcoming obstacles.
Yes, sir, because just with my story, you know, I can relate to a whole lot of these kids. And the way I see it is that, you know, God has you to go through things for a reason. One of my things that I always tell some of my friends and family members is meant for me to be here. I don't know what God's purpose is for me, but I like it and I embrace it. So just because things get rough or hard, there's a reason why you're going through this, because you may have to be able to stand in front of people and be able to say, hey, I know what you're going through. I know what it's like, but I'm here to tell you that everything's going to be okay, because I've been there. I've done that. So being successful is hard, but living a good life is easy.
And James Ray's students are living a better life because he's there. And that is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest.
Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your four-person scramble team or be a sponsor like the Bubba Moore Memorial Group, Inco Insurance, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and Prosperity Bank. For more information, you can go to TwinCityMission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. A big thank you to the partners of the Twin City Mission Golf Classic, like University Title Company, the Bank and Trust, and Ike Small Engines.
Ready to get your license but don't want to wait months for an appointment at the DPS? Well, now you don't have to. Safeway Driving is now approved to offer the DPS road test for teens. Safeway's one-hour road service includes warm-up time before the test begins so that you can take your road test with confidence. Let Safeway's team of experts help you get on the road to your license on your schedule and at your convenience. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts in your name or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mr. Downs has joined us this morning.
He's the boss.
There he is.
Oh, yeah. He's the man. He's
tired.
Tired. Yeah.
Damn cats.
Area man.
Did I see you yesterday, Downs. And then by the time I wandered down to your office, you're already gone?
Or yesterday early? Morning?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I was on the road listening to you guys.
Oh, where are you?
Courtesy of RadioAguiland.com, which I fiddled with to get logged into my car's Bluetooth before I left.
You know, that's what it is. Somebody tried to log onto the app, and they were very confused as to pictures because they knew what I looked like.
Do you have a volume control for me there?
I do right
See,
there.
See, here's the thing. The app is not where it's at, my man.
Yeah, I hear you.
We would rather you use that you go to RadioAguiland.com, which is why we say that about 50 times a day. Yeah. But anyway, RadioAguiland.com, RadioAguiland.com.
Oh, you mean RadioAguiland.com?
Yeah. Yes.
I will say someone texted in, and they said that for whatever reason where they work, it blocks the streaming of RadioAguiland.com, so they would prefer that we keep the app.
Good to know.
One person, but you know.
Okay.
I don't know that it makes any difference if they block streaming, well, sorry. Whatever, yeah.
Well, we did,
but we don't have control over the pictures on the app because while we own the app, we have no control over it.
Kind of like your children, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding.
So earlier this morning, we went ahead and did our cosmetic story because we figured you weren't listening.
Yeah, I counted today. Let's see, Reber yesterday it was at 14 different bottles of stuff every morning.
Right,
I counted and I was at a tube of toothpaste today. Okay. And that was about.
Oh,
it.
I didn't even count toothpaste. Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing.
15.
Yeah. All right. So while we're talking about this, okay, Chelsea, ready?
Ready.
Glitter boots.
Glitter boots.
You can't borrow mine.
Make sure I'm to just pronounce saying. The T.
Apparently, one of the biggest trends coming out of Fashion Week runways, glitter boots. They appeared six separate times in the fall 2017 runways throughout New York, Milan, and Paris.
Glitter is the glitter. It's the anthrax powder of the arts and crafts world.
Of course.
Once it gets started, once it gets in the air, it's going everywhere.
Right.
You will
infected.
Find glitter for days.
Yeah. You can't put it out. You can't put it away.
I'm probably going to pass on glitter boots.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
What?
Oh, I forgot. You don't wear shoes when
no,
I'm
we
here.
No, we were talking about Birkenstocks yesterday because they are now coming out with skincare products.
Yeah, right. Well, great. Hey, who put the Peeps Oreos up there. What's up with that? I mean, I'm generally terrified.
Blame Drew.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was really Drew from Maverick. He left him in my studio, I guess, as a gag. And so
I said share.
Excellent
choice
of words.
They tried to make me eat one this morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Reber will eat it.
Nope.
Chelsea will eat it.
No.
She did not partake, I do not believe.
It was nasty. It was nasty.
It was too sweet. It was just too sweet.
Went too far.
No one has seemed to have taken any more than what we had when I first walked
Well,
in.
It's not yet 9 o'clock, so...
True. Desperation has not set in.
That's true.
Are you a soap opera with swords guy?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I am.
I know you are. Season 7 has been announced.
Yep.
Okay, so that's going to happen July 16th, apparently.
That's right.
And if you're a billion... Are you a Billions guy?
No.
All right. Billions has already got their third season okayed, and they're only midway through second season.
I watched The Leftovers last night.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. What is The Leftovers? Is that like a regular show? Or it's, it's just stuff that was in your DVR?
It's either Netflix or... Okay, it was Mary's birthday.
Okay.
And she likes that show.
Okay.
So I had to pretend to like that show.
All right.
And so there I sat, and it ended, and I said, wow, that's great. Can we watch Veep now? And,
Ooh, speaking of Julia Louis-Dreyfus, they split screen on ESPN last night. Her son got to go into the Northwestern basketball game, and she was a proud mama.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
Cool.
We're back on Monday. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.